"Hurry with the soup, steward," roared the captain.
"Coming, sir,"
replied the steward. In a few moments the cook opened the door of his galley, and out came the delicious steam of the turtle. Then came the steward with a large covered tureen in his hand towards the cabin gangway. I forgot the ship for a moment in looking at this precious cargo. The wheel slipped from my hands. The ship broached to with a sudden jerk. The steward had only got one foot upon the stairs when this unexpected motion threw him off his balance, and down he went by the run. The tureen slipped from his hands, and part of its contents flew into the lee scuppers, and the balance followed him in his fall. I laughed outright. I enjoyed the turtle 1,000 times more than I should have done if I had eaten the whole of it. But I was forced to restrain my mirth, for the next moment the steward ran upon deck, followed by the captain in a furious rage, threatening, if he caught him, to throw him overboard. Not a spoonful of the soup had been left in the coppers, for the steward had taken it all away at once to keep it warm. In about an hour afterwards, the passengers came upon deck, looking more sober than I had seen them since we left Liverpool. They had dined upon cold ham.